please.
Case number 10732, Robert Dobbs, west of Route 273A, southeast of Burlington Place, being Lot 4, Phase 10, within Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club. A variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot and a variance from the height requirement for a fence.
Come over here. Be sworn, please. And give us your full name and address, please.
Robert K. Dobbs, Jr., 98 Tempe Chase Drive, Voorhees, New Jersey.
You will.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It is.
Yeah, thank you. Go back to the podium. Mr. President?
You're supposed to.
Mr. Chairman?
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
Can you explain to the board your request for this for your two variances this evening, please?
Yes, I am requesting a variance from the current 40-foot setback, rear setback on my lot, to 22-foot, to allow for some pool and landscaping in the back. Sort of a unique lot in that I could build facing the Rear Road, Country Club Road, or Wellington Place.
Mm-hmm.
All the homes in that area do face Wellington Place.
Okay, they all face that Wellington Place
do.
Route?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a fairly new subdivision.
All right, then now, sir, can you also address the standards for granting of the variances that you received in your packet?
Yes, I did.
If you would, please.
I guess the uniqueness is that this house could be faced either on two roads because it backs up to a county highway. I understand, talking to some of the neighbors, that the 40-foot setback goes back prior to the subdivision, back when it was more of a country area, and people had houses. I could understand the 40-foot setback in the front mm-hmm. at that time. But it is different now, and I want my house to be sort of in conformity with the rest of the homes.
In the area?
In the subdivision, yes.
Okay.
And the reason I'm asking is to put a pool in. And part of the reason is that my father, who was elderly, with me, and he uses it for physical therapy. So that's one reason I do it. In the winter, of course not, but he goes to Florida in the winter.
Okay.
There is another pool located on two houses down. I think it is number 12 Wellington Place. But I don't know how close the pool is to the house. I didn't measure, but I know they have a pool there.
Okay. Number two, this possibility of the, we'll stay on those if you would, please.
Without the variance, I could not put the pool in. It would have to be right up against the house, and I didn't want to, it wouldn't make no sense at all.
Okay.
And the variance would be necessary to locate the pool for number B there.
All right, number three.
I did not create the, it says, had difficulty been created by the applicant. No, I have not. That was a pre-existing condition on the property, the 40-foot setback.
Okay, the next one, number four.
This variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. As I said before, there are two pools located on that street currently. So there are pools there, and there will not change the look of the neighborhood by doing that. The rear property line, which backs up the Country Club Road,
mm-hmm.
There is existing hedge of Leyland cypress all the way across from the whole development there. So nobody from the back would see it at all.
Okay.
But it is screened. It would not affect the appropriate use of development on adjacent property. There are two existing homes on either side of this lot.
Mm-hmm.
I did speak to both owners, and they were supportive of this.
Okay, on both sides, Eddie?
Yes.
Okay.
And I cannot see how it could be detrimental to the public welfare because there will be no public access. There will be a fence put around the pool.
Okay.
This variance would be the least could be done to get the pool in. I don't want to put it on the side of the house.
Okay.
That would be not good for the neighbors to see.
Okay.
I think that goes along with it. I am asking also go for a variance for the fence height, and I think just making it so it comes into code.
Yeah, that we will. It's 5 foot. The fence around the pool is 5 foot.
It has to be 4 feet.
4 feet. Okay.
But he's allowed six. Of 3.5 back to 40.
Right. That's the issue because
gotcha.
of
Four is the code, I believe, right?
Yeah, four, and that was 3.5.
Has to be 3.5 foot tall, 40 foot back, and then can go as tall as 7.
Thank you for that.
I think the variance for that is required because if it faced, the house faced front, it would be a smaller fence.
Right. Yeah, but that's at 40 foot.
We're just trying to bring it up to the code.
Okay, sir. All right, thank you for that. Okay, do we, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Couple here. The proposed pool, is that 16 or 18 by 30?
15 by 30.
Oh, it's 15 by 30, okay. Mm-hmm.
That would be the maximum.
So have you decided on that, or?
Not right, no. It might be, this is showing a rectangle, it might be like a kidney shape. And I do want to heavily landscape behind the pool. There's some Leyland cypress. I want to do some of the additional screening along there.
And the house is proposed, it's not built yet?
It's not built yet, no.
Okay.
It's a one-story ranch home, 3 bedrooms.
How many square feet? What's the square footage of that?
A little over 2,000 square feet.
Now, what's the distance proposed from the edge of the pool to the home?
I'm sorry?
The distance between the home and the pool?
I think it's 12 feet, something like that.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
The third standard is cannot have been created by the applicant. I'm not convinced that, you suggested that you didn't create it because of the setback requirement. Well, you know, the property has front and side setback requirements as well. It's the home hasn't been built. You've got, it appears to be 32 feet on the side that on one
Well, that's side. Where a driveway will be. It's a side entry garage, so that'll be for the driveway and area to back up to get out. That's why it was moved over to the far right.
So the doors to the garage go in from the left side of the house?
Yes.
And how far back? To where the...
It would be enough to get back out of the garage to pull out one car length. I think the normal setbacks are, 25 feet from the rear?
30 feet. You have, on the development side, you have a 30-foot setback.
Yeah, but I meant on normal rear setbacks, are they not usually about 20, 25 foot, something like that?
On a county road, they're 40.
Yeah, but on normal
This isn't inside the development. It's on the county road, and there's reasons, for those setbacks.
I did not measure the house.
Okay. You have quite a bit of open space in front of the house. I can't help but think that you can't design a house of the square footage and fit the pool, in the space that's provided. So I'm not convinced that.
It's sort of being designed as a handicapped accessible house because my elderly father. So that's why we did it this way.
Okay. Do you have a well and a septic?
No, it's public water. And sewer.
Okay. And in front of the house, it's all open area?
It slopes down. It's a sloping lot in the front there.
So.
The houses on either side are actually the same design, but sort of reversed in that footprint.
No other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Wortman?
Is that an in-ground pool?
Yes, it is.
Yes. And you cannot move the house up at all?
Pardon?
You cannot move that house up and forward to get that in there?
At some of it would still be within that 40-foot area by doing that. I could move it in a few more feet, yes.
Is this a slope property? It comes up, it goes down like that with, that you're trying to build up on? And I mean, both of them on each side are that way.
Is there anything restricting you from, in the design of the house, to to keep you from incorporating the pool in the setbacks? I mean, it's obvious you have ample square footage to put the pool within the setbacks.
The only thing I could see we do differently if we did the pool sort of like on the corner, a little bit to the side there.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying with the proposed house that you're planning to build. I mean, was the pool an afterthought?
Yes, it was. The plans have already been done.
Nope. Okay. No other questions.
The pool might be, that's the maximum dimensions it would be. It might be less than 15 foot.
Sir, can you change the garage up to the front and put the pool to the side?
Not the way it's designed, because there's the way the house designed, it's a bedroom right behind it. I don't have the design of the house with me, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. And the pool would have to meet 30 feet from Wellington also.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on the side, it'd be
10
from the side.
It's mm-hmm. 10 foot side yards.
Side yards. You can change your house.
Yeah, I mean, there's on that side, there's 20 by 60 feet. So there's open space in front of the house. That's why I'm suggesting that a house and a pool could be built in the setbacks.
Yeah.
You know,
changing the garage up.
Granted, yeah, it would probably, you'd have to redesign
the house.
But
the way it's designed now, the garage, there's level entry right into like a mudroom, right into the kitchen, so you don't have to go up and down steps, that sort of thing.
I mean, you look at standard, the second standard, that there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. I'd have to disagree with that.
But I would like to consider also there are two pools on that street already, one on the same side.
Is there any variance in there for that?
Not that I'm aware of, but I can check that.
Yeah.
To recheck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further questions?
We just want to do this in the right manner, so it's not going to be an eyesore for neighbors and in conformity with the character of the neighborhood.
Is the pools in the other development are in the back too?
They're in the back also.
They're in the back also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further questions? Can you ring them? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave case number 10,732 open to our next break, leave the hearing open, so that the office can report back as to other pools and variances there in the neighborhood. And only for that purpose until our next regular meeting.
Okay. That'd be the 6th, December 6th. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 10,732 open to allow the office time to research the other pools and other variances in that area and report back to us. Are there any questions on that motion? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
When would that next decision?
Next meeting will be, our next regular scheduled meeting will be on December 6th, the first Monday night.
And I would need be here for that too? Or
okay. If you would like to come, there would be no other testimony given. I just to give the office a chance to do some research.
Okay.
And you're welcome to come if you would like, sir.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.